Welcome to REI Marketing Secrets, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of real estate investor marketing. Your host is Trevor Oldham, founder of Podcasting You, and each week we bring you exclusive interviews with successful real estate investors who have mastered the art of marketing their real estate businesses. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out in the real estate industry, this podcast is your gateway to unlocking the secrets behind effective real estate investor marketing. Get ready to elevate your marketing game and take your business to new heights.
Today, I want to talk about what makes a good one sheet. To preface it, a one sheet is basically, you think of it as a PDF, a media kit, a resume, and it's an item that you're going to be sending out to podcast hosts. And a lot of the times, these podcast hosts will use your one sheet to go off of how they're going to base the interview. Not every podcast host will, but it is very nice to have. The reason that you want to have a nice professional looking one sheet is that when you're going out there and you're writing your podcast pitch, you don't want to make it too long. You don't want to make it two or three paragraphs long, especially when it comes to your bio. You want your bio to be, let's say, two or three sentences at the most. And then from there, you can use your one sheet to go into a more in-depth of your bio. So today I want to touch on what makes a good one sheet. And then I'm also going to show you some examples that we've created for some of our clients at Podcasting You and what their one sheets look like, to give you some ideas on how to make it look nice and how to make it look professional. So what makes a good one sheet? One, it would be matching your company's colors. So if your company is a light blue, make sure the one sheet is also light blue. You don't want your company colors to be green and then your one sheet is orange. You just want to make it match and look professionally. You want to provide a headshot on your one sheet. You really want to have a nice professional looking headshot. This is the first time someone or the podcast host themselves is going to see a photo of you. So you just want to make sure that's looking professional. If you don't have an updated headshot, I recommend going out and getting one. Outside of that, you want to provide a list of questions for a podcast host. You want to provide a list of topics for that podcast host as well. So not only do you have your questions, you also have your topics there as well. You want to link to your website / your social media accounts, so that way they can go on, check your website out easily. They can go through and check out your social media accounts easily as well. Now, like I mentioned before, you're going to share more of your in-depth bio, where you're going to make it two to, you know, maybe three paragraphs, depending on how long you want it to be. A tool I like to use is like ChatGPT. So if a client sends me a bio and it is only two to three sentences, well, we have to make it a little bit longer on the one sheet. So I'll just throw it into ChatGPT. Maybe I'll go to their website, pull their website, send that off to ChatGPT and see what that pulls for me. I find with using like ChatGPT pulling these bios, it can make it sound like over the top. So you want to be cognizant of that. You want to make sure it doesn't sound too egotistical or too fluffy, different things like that. But I do recommend a tool like that. Then you're going to share your past podcast experiences. If you haven't been on a podcast before, that's perfectly okay. No worries there. But it is nice to include some of those past appearances that you have. And then now I want to go through and just share with you some examples. For those listening on the podcast, if you head over to our Podcasting You YouTube channel, you'll be able to see exactly the examples that I'm sharing. But for our YouTube audience, you can see them right here. So let me open it up, just throw it into Dropbox. Perfect. So this is one of our clients, Artem. So you can see we have his topics and we have his questions. We have his little bit longer of a bio here. And then we have his different social media links. And then we have his past podcast experiences, if I could say that correctly. Here's another client. Again, we have a little bit longer of a bio. We have his topics. We have questions. And then we have his different podcast appearances that he has made. Again, links to all his different social media outlets, his company, his personal, different things like that. And then we have Lauren here as well. Same sort of thing. We have her about, we have topics, we have questions. Probably could have thrown in some appearances, but just as a basis, that's what it looks like. So you can see too, I know I mentioned the color match, but making sure the colors match the company and just doing things like that. And just again, making sure those colors match. And then we have like Zach. Again, we have his social media. We have his about. We have topics. We have questions. We have his appearances. So you're going to link this in the email that you send out to podcast hosts. So I highly recommend having a nice professional looking one sheet. And going off that, what I would also recommend would be whether it's someone from your team designing the one sheet, whether it's you're going out there and hiring someone. I've hired folks Fiverr to do it as cheap as $5, $10, and you realize you're going to get $5 to $10 worth of work. I hired someone through Upwork where I'd pay $50 a one sheet, and I found that they were decent, but they weren't very as much professional looking as I have now. And then now the designer that we work with, depending on the complexity of the client and what they're looking to do, typically our one sheet costs our designer charges us is about $100 a one sheet. So about $100 an hour for a good quality professional designer. So yeah, you just want to make sure you have a really good quality person doing it. We ended up going in-house and finding someone local to help us out. We had gone through Fiverr. We had gone through Upwork. Again, decent, but you got to be willing to pay the money. And think about it. If you're doing it just a one-time thing, it really doesn't matter if you spend $150, $200 to make yourself look very professional. This isn't something that you want to cheap out. I would say if you're super budget conscious, you could probably go and use a site like Canva. I would probably get the premium version of it. And I had to say, I think it's like $10 to $15 per month. And then just use that. They have a bunch of templates there that you could do as well. But again, I find having a nice graphic designer come through and design these one sheets is going to allow it to look very professional. But I hope you guys found a lot of value out of this topic on talking about what makes a good one sheet. And until next time, I hope everyone has a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the REI Marketing Secrets podcast. Be sure to head on over to our website to check out the episode's full show notes. We'd love it if you would leave a review for us on iTunes. If you're interested in using podcast guesting to grow your real estate business, head over to podcastingyou.com. That's podcastingyou.com. We've helped over 400 real estate professionals secure more than 6,500 interviews. They're a podcasting booking agency that helps real estate investors appear on top-rated podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe to REI Marketing Secrets Podcast and join us every week as we bring you invaluable insights from the brightest minds in the real estate investment industry. Let's uncover the marketing secrets together.